"Cowabunga!" Mike Walsh called out. He ran along the top of a grassy hill, holding a long piece of a sturdy cardboard box in front of him. At the edge, Mike jumped chest first onto the cardboard and rode it like a sled all the way to the bottom of the hill.
"Woohoo!"
Mike's cousin Kate Hopkins called out. "Watch out below!" Kate jumped on her own piece of cardboard and flew down the hill. But just as she reached the bottom, a TV reporter wandered into her path.
"Oh no!" Kate yelled. "Get out of the way!"
The TV reporter was too busy talking to the camera to hear Kate's yell. Kate tried to pull the sled to the left.
"Look out!" Kate cried.
The TV reporter spun around. Kate was only feet away. The reporter jerked his right leg up and lost his balance. Kate shot underneath his raised foot with only inches to spare. The TV reporter tottered sideways and then belly flopped to the ground. Kate slid to a halt a few feet away.
"Wow, that was close," Kate said as she sprang up from the cardboard. "Are you okay?"
The TV reporter rolled over. He picked up his microphone, stood up, and dusted some grass off his pants.
"Yes, I am," he said.
He glanced up the hill at the other kids sledding on pieces of cardboard.
"I was looking for action shots for our show tomorrow, but that was a little too much action."
"Don't worry, Matt. We have it all on video. Your belly flop will make a great opening to tomorrow's show," a gruff-looking cameraman said from the sidewalk. "I can see it now, the agony of defeat."
Mike and Kate were at Lomity Stadium in South Williamsport, Pennsylvania, for the Little League Baseball World Series. The event was held there each year. It brought the best 8 teams from across the United States together with the best 8 teams from regions around the world. Players had to be between 10 and 12 years old. The series would start the next day. Mike and Kate had driven down from their home in Cooperstown, New York, that morning with Kate's mother, Mrs. Hopkins. She was a sports reporter for American Sports. She was covering that year's series. Matt, the TV reporter, smiled.
"I don't know about using that video," he said. "I'd never hear the end of it."
He turned to Kate.
"I should have been paying more attention. I'm sorry to get in your way."
Kate shrugged.
"It's okay," she said.
"At least you lifted up your leg so I didn't hit you."
"Yeah," Mike said. "Because if you hadn't, it really would have been the agony of defeat. Get it? Defeat? The feet?"
Kate groaned.
"Well, we're lucky everyone is okay," Matt said. "But if you'll excuse me, we've got to get back to work."
He waved to Mike and Kate and headed off. Mike nudged Kate.
"Hey, where's Colin?" he asked. "It's after 4 o'clock. He's late. If his team doesn't get here soon, they'll miss the big parade tonight."
The night before the series kicked off, all the teams rode on floats in a giant parade in downtown Williamsport. Their friend Colin's team from Cooperstown had beaten all the other teams in New York State and the Mid-Atlantic region to make it to the series. Mike and Kate hadn't made the team. Kate glanced around. Lots of kids were sledding down the hill on pieces of cardboard. There was no sign of Colin or the Cooperstown team.
"I don't see him anywhere," Kate said. "But look at that."
She pointed to the sidewalk on the far side of the hill. A small dog was racing around in circles while an older woman tried to catch it.
"Let's go get it," Mike said.
When Kate and Mike ran over, the dog barked happily and sprang to its left. As Kate reached for it, Mike stepped on the dog's leash.
"Gotcha,"
Mike said.
"You did it," the woman said.
"Thank you for catching my dog, Charlie. He's too fast for me."
Mike handed her the leash.
"You're welcome," he said. "I'm glad we could help."